Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Since we only have a very short time together, let me start off first by saying goodbye. It was a whole lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself, but I don't remember much of it. What I do remember is that I recently read somewhere, I'm not sure exactly where, I read that scientists say it's okay for us to forget. In fact, forgetting is key for storing things we want to remember. A New York City neuropsychiatrist and memory expert with a weird name was quoted in an article, I think it was in a magazine, but anyways, he was saying if we didn't forget, then we'd remember everything, and boy, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble. Can you imagine sitting down when you're in your 70s and recalling every haircut you ever had, every test you ever failed, every animal you ever ran over, and every conversation you had with your spouse that began with, "We've been married 30 years and I still find it hard to believe you can't remember to dot dot." Luckily, I can't even remember what I did yesterday. Let's see. I woke up. I did something boring. I remember sitting down for a while to take a nap. Got up. I think I ate. I might have sat down again, but I'm not sure. I fed the goats. And then I... the Wall Street Journal. The article was in the Wall Street Journal. I knew it'd come to me. Anyway, this quack from New York says we forget stuff all the time because our brain is making way for new stuff. We see things happening, but if our mind is on something else, it doesn't get recorded. The only way to help your brain out is to keep a journal. That way, if you ever wanted to remember what happened on a certain day, you could look back and maybe the journal would jog your memory. November 14, 2008. At 3 a.m., I had to get up and pee. At 5:30, I had to get up and pee again. At 7 a.m., I had to pee, but since I was driving a school bus at the time, I decided to hold it. When I got off the bus, boy, did I pee. Okay, maybe you don't have to go into that much detail. In fact, it's probably best you don't. So for all of you out there who have trouble remembering the number to 911, give yourself a break. Your brain is working efficiently, and don't let any young whippersnapper tell you any different. And when those same young whippersnappers come and drag you away to a nursing home because you can't remember your name, you yell this at them. "It's not important. My brain is just fine. I want to go fishing. Keep your hands off of me." "Huh, you look familiar. Do I know you? What am I doing here? One of my frosted flakes."